Nehemiah chapter 11. The princes of the people lived in Jerusalem. The rest of the people cast lots to bring one-tenth to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city. The people blessed all the men who willingly offered themselves to dwell in Jerusalem. Well, God had prophesied that Jerusalem was going to be re-inhabited after the exile, after the 70 years where it was desolate, more or less. And he said it was going to be full of people so that it would just be thronging with people. This didn't actually happen because most of the exiles preferred the soft life in Persia and they didn't return. And even those who did return were not very enthusiastic to do the hard work. Now, in Jerusalem, there were adversaries, as we've read in Ezra and as we will read in Nehemiah. There were local people who opposed the Jews, and people just didn't want that. What they wanted to do was just get their bit of land somewhere in the countryside, farm it and build a nice house on it, and forget about really the temple of God. And Haggai complains, "You live in your nice houses with beautiful ceilings, but my house lies waste." And that's why God sent a famine on them. He was not pleased with their attitude at all. But those who did live in Jerusalem, when it was dangerous and difficult, and it meant they couldn't have their bit of farmland, etc., they're noted here. And so God likewise notices our commitment that we make to him. And these lists have been here for well over 2,000 years. God noticed all these people. And we've got this long list of names here of the people who lived in Jerusalem. And it just shows that to this day, God is sensitive to what we do and the efforts we make for him. And that record will go on eternally. It's an amazing idea that how you live now and the decisions you make now and what you do for God now has literally got an eternal consequence. It will have its effect forever and ever. Whereas all we do and strive for in life under the sun, in secular life, in our career, etc., that is all just for this life and it will fade away when we die. Whereas all that we do for God is eternally remembered.